Waking up has never felt this good.
I love the music.
Breakfast with Friends on CCFM 107.5.
It's time for us to get to today's story of hope, and Ursula Klutter is here. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're very welcome, Jonathan.
I really appreciate it. So let's talk about your story of hope.
Okay. Well, thank you, first of all, for having me.
You're so welcome.
And good morning to all listeners.
And especially somebody very important in your life. Your daughter?
Yes, let me not forget. I just reminded Jonathan, my 14-year-old daughter, Tori Adams, is writing her last paper today. Mama loves you, Nunu. I'll see you later. Yeah. Okay. Good to go?
Yeah, go for it.
So, gosh, where do I even start? I think my story is more or less more of God's faith in me. If I can split it that way around, I am very good friends with one of your colleagues,
Letitia.
I've known her for many, many years, and she's always been a woman of God and carries strength. And her kindness and love was always shown to me, even when I was in my darkest place. Anyway, so I was raised in a what you call a religious home, and when I say religious home, I mean just the word of God was always around. There was Bible studies being done. I was raised by my grandparents, who, looking back now, probably had no business raising children. My parents had me when they were very, very young, and they both left me at a very young age. And I think, you know, being raised by these two people, even though they gave us everything that we needed, you know, fed us, clothed us, and, you know, they didn't really understand how to emotionally connect with a young child. I'm also a survivor of sexual abuse. I know there's a lot of people who has that story. My childhood started there with being in a home where my innocence was taken. At a very young age, the earliest memory I have of that, I was about 5, and it carried on until I was 12 or so, until my mom came to get my sister and I, and we moved to Cape Town. I am from Cape Town, but not, I'm from a really small community outside of Cape Town. I became a rebellious teenager. I was just very angry with my mother and very angry with, I mean, I just remember us having these Bible studies, and my abuser would stand and have this Bible and tell us what an amazing spirit God is and how we should always believe in God. And I was like, I remember thinking that can't be real. Like, how are you even saying those things? And every Sunday we would be in church, best dressed family in the community, front row in church. Just like when I became a teenager, I rebelled and I was angry at this God that everybody spoke about. I was angry at the people that took care of me. I was angry at my mother. And I found alcohol at a very young age. I started hanging out with the wrong crowd. And I was telling my daughter this last night that I'm not the kind of teenager that she is today. She's very free-spirited and loving and loves to laugh. And I was very withdrawn. I started drinking at a very young age, and alcohol was my, took all my memories, my childhood memories away, because I really just wanted to block them all out. And then I, right through my teen years, that was it. Drinking, smoking, all kinds of stuff to make me forget. Just party after party, making sure that I upset my mother to such an extreme that she didn't really know what to do with me. And then I, in my early 20s, found harder drugs. I spent my entire 20s addicted to substance, right up until my early 30s. And it was just a place of complete escape. if I can put it that way.
Because you were trying to escape from that sexual abuse.
I was trying to escape from my
hurt,
my traumatized childhood. And, you know, it was just, I just remember running away from the concept of God. And every so now and then someone would pop into my life during the course of my life and would tell me about God and would tell me stories about God. And I just didn't want to listen. Like, I don't know what God you're talking about. That person does not exist in my life. You know, and I remember, I think I turned 33. I'm jumping a little forward, but I turned 33. And it was my birthday, the month of August, and I had really caused so much pain and destruction in the people in my life with my addiction. I had caused so much pain to myself. And I was, you know, in a sort of fetal position in the bathroom, and I screamed to what this God that's out there. And I'm like, if you're out there, is this really what my life is meant to be like? You know, is this where I was supposed to end up? And Jonathan, from that moment, everything changed. Everything really changed. It was just it's 10 years that I'm in recovery from addiction today. And it still took a very long time for me to understand the concept of God. It still took a very long time for me to really believe that I'm loved. It literally happened this year, if I have to be honest. You had Louis Giglio on the show.
Yes.
Not too long ago. And I was, I'd met someone last year in May who walks with God, unapologetically does. And I wanted what he had. I wanted that relationship that he had with God. And I kept asking questions, and, he kept sharing. You know, I was always one of those people that would not listen to someone that wants to hit me over the head with a Bible.
Which is understandable.
Yeah. But he's not one of those people. He would only share his experience when I asked. And then one day we were sitting, I was very troubled, and I because I'd caused so much shame in my life as an addict, I had said so many times that God has forgiven me, but I never really believed it. And he has his conversations with God, and he's like, God's telling me to show you something. And we went into a space where his television was, and he put on YouTube and he played the clip of Louis with fruitcake and ice cream.
Oh, what a beautiful clip. Excellent.
I call myself a fruitcake.
I understand why. I also identify with the fruitcake.
It was the most intimate moment that I've ever shared with anyone, and it was also the most intimate moment because in that moment I realized that God has always been there from way before I was born. He's taken me through the most incredibly tough times in my life, where, I mean, the type of life I lived, I should be dead. But he's picked me up every time. And when I watched that video, I just remembered saying, because he was speaking about this girl, Ashley, and he was saying how she said to Kristen that she is not, God doesn't believe people, like doesn't forgive people like her. And I looked at him and I'm like, that's me. And I just burst into tears. I cried probably for like 10 minutes straight. And from that moment onwards, I walk with my head held high. No matter what. I mean, Satan attacks me.
Of course.
Because he knows I'm on the right track.
He wants to remind you of your past.
Yeah, and he fills my head with so much lies. But sometimes I swear at him and then I ask for forgiveness. Because I just need to swear him away. Because God's grace is so powerful. It is so incredibly powerful. How I can even sit here and talk about God is a miracle on its own. Because I've run from that for my entire life. And my daughter and I are getting baptized next year. And we are just, I mean, she has her own journey. I have my own journey. But God's grace is, I mean, I have been forgiven way before I even, you know, believed it. I am loved. I didn't have a father growing up, but I've always had a heavenly father. And I'd have that father over any other father at any day. You know, my prayers are conversations. They are conversations. I just have to talk about I talk about everything with God, you know.
And it makes sense because he knows everything.
He knows
already,
everything.
So just talk to him about it in any case.
Yeah, he knows my heart. He knows my desires. Satan was very busy with me last week, and I told him to just go away, and had this conversation with God. And I'm like, you know what I want. You know what my heart is. And if it's your will, then that is what will happen. Yeah, I'm a child of God,
yeah.
And I've got no problem saying that to anyone.
It's beautiful,
you know, I'm loved, I'm blessed, and because of that, I walk with the highest authority, and Satan is going to come for me. I know,
yeah,
and I'm ready.
But greater is He that is in you than He that is out there in the world.
Yes.
So yeah, that's
absolutely
beautiful, and that's why we also have the armor of God, hey?
We have the armor.
It's beautiful.
I mean, whatever Satan tells me, I'm like, you come, man. I'm good. I've got God inside me. I've got God around me. I've got my prayer warriors who pray for me. I pray for my people, and we are all suffering out there. You know, God's children are suffering, and Satan is so busy in their lives. But you know, if there's a point in your life that you feel, where do I go from here? Just ask God, and He'll show you.
That's it.
I'll show you.
Can I ask you just to end off with a short prayer, if you don't mind?
Lord, I thank you for giving me this opportunity to share your word. I don't know how I got here. I don't know how far this journey is going to take me. That is your will, Lord. I ask that you be with your children that are suffering today, Lord, and bring them closer to you, because you know what are in their hearts, Lord. I ask that you bless those who are struggling, Lord. I ask that you bless me and my future endeavors, and you bless Jonathan. I ask that you bless this radio station, because they do such great work. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Ursula, I am so excited to hear your story, and it's so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you and your daughter.
Thank you.
What's her name again?
Tori.
Tori.
Tori Adam.
Have a good day and all the best with the exams.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ursula.
Thank you so much.
Waking up has never felt this good.
I love the music. Love the music.
Best music.
Breakfast with Friends on CCFM 107.5.